Time now for the fishing news. I'm Steve Junker. We are enjoying a stretch of banner weather coming as we are heading into the home stretch of the saltwater fishing season. Kevin Blinkoff of On the Water joins us to talk about the fall run, what it means, and why we've been looking forward to it. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Fish are migratory, and the fall run is really in big part about that next big part of the migration for some big fish, right?
That's right. Striped bass being the species that we always want to talk about around Cape Cod. Striped bass migrate up to our waters in the spring, and then in the fall, they start to make their way south. And really, that starts late August, early September. As the days get shorter, the nights get a little cooler. Striped bass, they get that cue, and they start to head south.
What are we seeing right now as these fish are lining up for the fall run?
Well, what we're starting to see is with cooler water, the fish are getting more active, they're eating more, and there's more bait in the water. So everything kind of lines up that way. We get lots of juvenile bait fish in our waters this time of year. And with the cooler water, they feed more, they feed closer to shore, and they tend to feed during the daytime. So if you're out on the water now, whether you're on shore, out in a boat, or in a kayak, you're starting to see these scenes where game fish like striped bass, even some bluefish, albies, and bonitos, they're chasing small bait fish to the surface. Often birds are joining in and picking off those bait fish. And it's just a very active time of year. The ocean seems alive and the fishing can be very good.
For fishermen who are looking ahead to the fall run now and making the most of it, what should we be looking for?
Well, the fall run, I would say, really continues through the month of September and well into October in our waters as fish continue to move down from the north in waves, particularly striped bass. And so what we'll see is that at times it will slow down, the fishing will kind of slow down as we're in between groups of fish. But then sometimes on certain good tides, more fish will come from the north and the fishing will pick up. So I always recommend this time of year, keep an eye out. Like I mentioned, the fishing can be very visual. You can see them at the surface. So watch for that. And also keep moving around as much as you can. Often the fish are bunched up in certain places. So there's areas that migrating striped bass tend to concentrate. For Cape Cod anglers, that's the Cape Cod Canal. It's a funnel where fish move through as they go from north to south. And then the outer Cape beaches as well. That's another route that fish take as they move from north to south. So keep an eye on those two areas. It's a great time to be a fisherman, especially if you're shorebound, because a lot of times the action takes place right along the beaches.
Hey, are there some moon tides that we should be looking for?
There are. So the Cape Cod Canal and the last set of moon tides and the new moon fished very well. We're in between right now, but next week on Tuesday, the 17th of September, I believe, we'll hit the full moon, and that day and for the days after that can be some very good tides in the Cape Cod Canal, especially for early morning fishermen. So we'll all be keeping an eye on that and see if the bite goes off.
Okay, let's round up the other fishing action. What are you hearing? What should we be looking for heading out this weekend?
I'm hearing a lot of frustration over albies, and I'm one of those anglers who's been frustrated. So far this season, they have not been that easy to find, and when you do find them, they seem to be really picky, really tough to fool. So I'm kind of hoping that that picks up as we get a little further along. On the flip side, the bonito fishing has been better than ever before, and there seem to be a lot of bonito around still, so that's been a good bite in Buzzards Bay and along the south side of Cape Cod. Striper fishing, as I mentioned, in the Cape Cod Canal was good on the last moon tides, and I think next week we could see some great fishing again in the Cape Cod Canal, and again at either end, at the east end and the west end of the canal, where the fish will stage either before or after they move through.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
For CAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.